Alaska Extension Almanac.
When it comes to feeding cattle, it's important to keep in mind that not all hay is created equal, as digestible nutrients and protein levels often vary. Nebraska Extension Beef Systems Specialist Mary Dronowski says testing your hay can make a big difference to daily weight gain.
The importance of hay testing is probably even more so this year than in previous years, because hay actually is quite short this year, which means that people want to make sure they get the most out of the hay that they have. And the only way to figure out what the hay is going to provide to cattle and make sure that you're meeting needs without overfeeding is to actually test hay. So when we talk about testing hay, really what we're talking about is getting a sample of the hay and submitting it to a lab to get it analyzed to determine the nutrient content. In particular, we're really interested in the protein content, the energy content, and then also phosphorus. So hay testing is not very expensive, especially for common types of hay. You can get an NIR test, which costs maybe $20 for a sample. And if you think about your hay and you think about the amount of supplement you might need to feed, well, if we look at, let's say, brome grass hay, very common hay that is in eastern Nebraska anyways, from one year to the next, the feed values can vary tremendously. So we can have something that's going down to even like a 48 to 50 TDN, up to all the way to maybe even a 58 TDN. Well, that can be the difference between meeting a developing heifer's needs or needing to supplement her 3 or 4 pounds of distillers to actually meet her needs. So on average, the variation in the nutritive content, protein and energy in hay can really result in the amount that you may need to be feeding in terms of supplement, $20 to $40 per head over the winter. So spending $20 to get a hay test versus changing how much supplement you need to change from $20 to $40 per head, easy payback, right? It does take time. So hay sampling requires a little bit of time, right? Because we're gonna ask you to go out and take a core sampler to actually get samples such that you can get a representation of what the average of that hay is. One bale only represents a certain area in the field. A grab sample, which some people like to do, right? It only takes into account about 1 square foot in the field. And if you look at any given field, there's a lot of variation there. So one of the things we suggest is actually using a hay core sampler. Most of our extension offices have one you can borrow. You can hook them up to a drill. They really can. If they're good and sharp, they can really help you to be able to get a nice representative sample, because it goes through multiple layers in the bale, and you sample multiple bales, and you're going to send off just one sample that represents your whole, versus actually taking a grab sample and representing 1 square foot, right? So we really suggest you doing that. And remember, the first and biggest error with sampling hay does come at the point of actually obtaining the sample. The labs are pretty doggone good at their job, right? They do a good job of analysis, but they're only as good as the sample that they get in. So we really suggest using a hay core sampler. And then we say sample by lot. And what we really mean by that is that if you think about your hay, you may have hayed multiple fields that maybe differ a little bit in soil type, or even just differ in timing that you took and actually cut that hay. Those should be sampled separately. So if you have different fields, different even weed pressures in some fields, you want to make sure you're keeping those bales separate from other bales and actually sampling them separately, so you get a better idea of the hay quality that you have, and also allows you to do a little bit more strategic planning. Right, the really high quality stuff you might say for your younger, for your heifers, or maybe for your younger cows, and the lower quality might be what you're using to get some of your more mature older cows through the winter, because it may be closer to their nutritional needs.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.